Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's family is waiting for the next move. He is the prisoner of war who was 23 when he disappeared from his base in Afghanistan in 2009. Today, Afghan Taliban leaders, speaking from their new office in Qatar, told the AP they will free him, but in exchange for five Taliban members held at Gitmo. Let's first get the family reaction. Colonel Tim Marsano is with the Idaho National Guard. He's been speaking for the Bergdahl family. And Colonel, how are they? Because there is this quid pro quo.
Well, the family is actually highly encouraged. I spoke with them this morning, and they see this as a good news story, and hopefully it'll come to fruition.
Well, we got a letter from their son, we understand, this month. I know they're not revealing specific contents, but do they have a sense of how he's doing?
I think the letter gave them some great relief. It had been really a couple of years since his captors had released anything about him. So the letter certainly came as good news to them, as does this new event.
Well, how is the family feeling, though, about other news this week? We know that earlier this week there was a sense there might finally be talks. The Afghan government, the Taliban, the U.S. The Taliban are being accused of putting the kibosh on that by opening up this office and treating it like an embassy, by putting up old flags that are provocative. And now they seem to be saying that they're going to hold up any talks until there is this exchange. Is the family, nervous about these different headlines?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Bergdahl have been following the situation extremely closely, as you might imagine. But I think that they're really trying to look at the glass half full side of this, which is that there are talks that are back on the table, apparently, in which their son could come home, walk through their door, and that's what they've been working for.
I'm sure people are very aware of this in Idaho, but do they ever express feelings about, this isn't really top of mind for a lot of people, and yet here we have a prisoner of war.
People are paying attention. It's just not something that's particularly on the front page of the paper.
Yeah.
There's a lady in Wisconsin who collected 250,000 names on a signature petition drive to try to gain awareness of this. There's people that have bulletin boards around the country with Bo's picture on it. Certainly here in Idaho, it is right on the front page. And in fact, the community support that they're getting has been phenomenal, to include a big event that's going to happen in their hometown on Saturday.
Well, and I know they're going to be speaking at that event. I hope they have something to celebrate there. Colonel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Colonel Tim Marsano with the Idaho National Guard. Let's bring in Indira Lakshmanan. She's national security correspondent for Bloomberg News. Indira, as we said, it's sort of a quid pro quo, the Taliban saying that they're willing to release this prisoner if five Taliban members are released from Gitmo. Also today, the Afghan government came forward and said they want other Taliban leaders released from Pakistan. Presumably, these are Taliban leaders that they're more in favor of. What's your sense of what all of this means now?
Well, the announcement from the Taliban office in Qatar about the possibility of a swap of Bo Bergdahl for five Taliban prisoners is not new. In fact, initially, when they first took him as a hostage in 2009, the Taliban talked about wanting 21 Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo released, as well as $1 billion. Obviously, at this point, since agreement has been made about opening this office, it seems like there's more hope that something might happen.
But as you know, President Karzai, infuriated by the fact that the Taliban is treating this office like almost an embassy. And you have Secretary of State John Kerry headed to the region. There was a sense that he might speak with the Taliban. Can he possibly, until this young American is released?
Well, Kerry himself is not going to speak to the Taliban. We know that the U.S. delegation that is expected to meet with the Taliban in a matter of days is going to be led by Ambassador James Dobbins. I think the question is this going to help bring a negotiated end to what has been 12 years of fighting there already? And I think the answer to that is it's too early for us to know that.
So, Indira, we want to be clear about what you're saying. We know there's long been attempts to have talks with the Taliban, off and on and off. In this phase that we're in right now, are you saying that maybe there was a plan to open the office and then the Taliban fouled that up by, celebrating the office a bit too much and now putting out this request for a prisoner swap? Or do you think this request is part of sort of a plan that everybody is winkingly knowing was going to happen?
Well, the prisoner swap idea is definitely something that everyone knows about. The issue is, how does it happen? So I think at this point we need to think about two things. Between the U.S. and the Taliban, there are the talks that really are about this prisoner swap, and also about the longer-term role for U.S. forces and the U.S. in Afghanistan. And between Karzai and the Taliban, there's a much larger piece, which is the question of reconciliation, and can they negotiate a political settlement that will bring to an end the fighting.
And what's the sense that this administration at this time, so embattled, will release 5 prisoners from Gitmo?
Well, there's no question that the freedom of the one U.S. prisoner of war that we know of is a huge priority for the American government. And, there is no question that there is pressure from Congress, with some who don't want to see any Taliban detainees released. On the other hand, there's pressure from the American people and the government who do want to see, the safety of an American prisoner of war. But that's just one part of a larger piece of the whole question of negotiating a peaceful settlement to this war, and it's one that has a big question mark over it. We don't know whether the Taliban are serious about peace talks in general or whether they're just trying to wait out the clock till the U.S. pulls out its combat forces at the end of 2014.
Indira Lakshmanan, national security correspondent for Bloomberg News, will keep an eye on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, we mentioned how the Taliban infuriated the Afghan government with the flags and signs in their new office in Qatar. Well, today the U.S. government says they are welcoming Qatar's decision to take down some of the signage that made that office look more like an embassy. The new name of the office is the Political Office of the Afghan Taliban.